As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to the Monday, March the 23rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday, here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Log on, check out that site today. We're on the web also, vocallocal.org, ozarksvoter.info. A lot of new information came onto those websites over the weekend. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and hopefully some workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom remains popular and is the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become vocal local in the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room, or pick up the telephone. Call in now at for those with unlimited long-distance telephone access, or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. My email box was just absolutely overflowing this weekend. I thank you for your input and your ideas. But you can send your emails to me at host@vocallocal.org. Again, that's host@vocallocal.org. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our many affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. And again, those websites are www.vocallocal.org and ozarksvoter.info. The listener call-in number is 866-841-1065, and the Oracle chat room is open. We're going to some gold information, market information in a moment. But before we do, we're finding that gold is building very strong support above the 940 level so far today. Interesting developments over the weekend. We'll go into the MIAC, that's the Missouri the Information Analysis Center. And it seems to have omitted the Jewish paramilitary bunch. So we'll go in and look at that. We'll go back in and revisit the equality. We'll talk about free schools, free money. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more in the markets today, Monday, March the 23rd, 2009. Active trading, New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was trading down $6.90 to $945.70 an ounce. Silver off a dime to $13.63 an ounce. Platinum up $9. $1,122. We'll find out why in a moment. Palladium up $2 also to $207 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off its was down 122.42 on Friday, trading at 7,278.38 points. Also closing down on Friday, the NASDAQ off 26.21 to 1,457.27. That U.S. dollar index up 20 basis points, trading at 83.70, and crude oil up also 35 cents, trading at $52.42 for one barrel of light sweet crude. The lows to highs in the spot market, 944.60, took up the low, up to 958.60 so far. That's about a $20 spread, virtually. The year-to-year change, we'll find out about that on the other side. Stay with us, and we'll be back right here.
Thank Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the Monday morning, March the 23rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Again, my name is William Roberts. We were going through the market news. You saw gold that was down $6.90 in active trading in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, trading at $945.70. Just going into the lows and the highs in the spot market today. Pretty steady, not too wild today. $14 spread so far. The year-to-year change in the spot market, $26.60 up over last year at this time, and we're looking at a year-to-year 2.89% increase. So things are not looking too bad. And like we always say here, if you don't like what's happening in the gold spots, just stick around because they're going to change. It'll change throughout the day. The markets are going to close there in 7 hours. The foreign exchange rates for today, the Canadian dollar trading at 81 cents U.S., Mexican peso up a little bit, still trading at 7 cents U.S., the euro is up a little bit as well, trading $1.36 U.S., and the British pound up a fraction, trading at $1.46 a pound. So if you want to play with currencies, there's your numbers. You're taking a trip to Europe, there's your numbers. Going to Mexico, Guadalajara, get your pesos here, 7 cents each. Doesn't look like a lot, but it, I guess from what one of our chatters, Gringo, has talked about on the chat room from time to time, it a peso buys you quite a bit down there. Nevertheless, going into this market news a little further, here's an article pulled off the web this morning. Precious, they say, gold steady wedge between a weak dollar and the U.S. plan. We'll see about that. This is from Lunda Pratima Desai. wrote the article for Reuters. Gold held firm on Monday as worries about the weaker dollar and price pressures were offset by new details on a U.S. plan to cleanse banks of toxic assets. You know who's going to be buying the cleanser there, don't you? You and me. More money loaned into existence. The U.S. government fleshed out its plan. It hopes that it can purge banks of up to $1 trillion in toxic assets, a key element of its drive to pull the world's biggest economy out of a deep recession. I think they need to pull their head out of a very dark spot. Nevertheless, we'll continue here. It says equity markets and industrial commodities such as copper and oil rallied as markets tried to price in the possibility the crisis engulfing financial markets could be at last coming to an end. I might just simply say this to all my fellow farmers and ranchers and stockmen. The way that this price of oil is going up, you might want to buy a couple of big tanks of diesel and get it standing on the side. I would imagine prices of fuel are going to go up for the farming and ranching season just to make your bottom line shrink. But anyway, let's go in a little further here. This is an important part. People are putting together ideas for the G20 meeting. Everyone is watching to see what will happen, Simon Weeks, director of the precious metals at the Bank of Nova Scotia, said. Quote, but it seems as if people still want security. And that G20 meeting is going to be on April the 2nd. Watch for more news coming from that sector. Gold is used as a hedge again against financial uncertainty and against inflation. What is expected to take off because of the vast amounts of money being piped into the global economy by central banks and governments, blah, blah, blah. It's also used as an alternative currency to the dollar, which tumbled last week on the news, the U.S. plan to buy long-dated U.S. treasuries. Bottom line in all that is, folks, you know, the more they talk about gold in the regular news, the more it is that you might want to be paying attention because people are getting out of the paper-backed stuff and moving into commodities and precious metals. And we're going to find out just a little bit more about that out of the same article right here from Reuters. The dollar last week tumbled against the euro after U.S. government plans to buy government bonds led to concerns that it could lead to an oversupply of the world's main reserve currency. I would say there's an oversupply of the world's main currency insofar as the printing presses have been wide open. Jumping in again, it says many investors fearing wealth erosion from inflation and banking crisis have headed for the safety of gold-backed exchange-traded funds such as SPDR Gold Trust, the world's largest. SPDR's holdings hit a record of 1,114.6 tons as of March the 20th, that would be Friday, up 11.31 tons or 1% from the previous day, that would be Thursday of last week. Another 11-ton buy by the SPDR Gold Trust. I would recommend you pay attention what's going on there. However, the gold market remains vulnerable to plans for stimulus coming thick and fast for some months. Now, here's a quote. We expect that the possibility of further Fed action will support the economic outlook and increase risk appetite over time and potentially slow inflows into gold exchange-traded funds. Wow, what a long word, a phrase that was, that Deutsche Bank said in a note, must have been a rather lengthy note, took two stamps to send it. Fading interest could take gold further away from the record high of $1,030.80 an ounce hit in March 2008. So some of the people are thinking that people are going to start moving away from gold and into this paper funny money. How many monies have you got in your pocket this morning? Prices of precious industrial metals also held firm on the expectations that a demand recovery could be in the pipeline. We'll go into blah, 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 blah. But what's important here is that palladium and platinum are moving up. And if that's the case, platinum oftentimes moves up because it's used as an element in the catalytic converters in automobiles. Maybe somebody thinks that we're going to be selling more cars. Certainly, that is the case, and we're going to find out more about that in a moment as the Abu Dhabi group move into Dames Chrysler, basically just Mercedes-Benz, no matter how you look at it. Here's another article off Bloomberg, Euro currencies of choice as Fed easing devalues the dollar. So people are looking more and more towards the euro and away from the dollar. Less than a month after lambasting European Central Bank President Jean-Claude Trichet for failing to keep up with Benjamin S. Bernanke's efforts to stem the recession. Foreign exchange traders are glad he's behind the curve. Sometimes it is a smart move to stand your ground and do nothing. That's always one of the options. You can go forward, you can go back, left or right, or you can stand your ground and do nothing. And I guess Jean-Claude did so, and now they're happy that he did. The 16-nation currency strengthened 7.7% versus the dollar since February after tumbling 9.3% in the first 2 months of the year. J.P. Morgan Chase and Company, Morgan Stanley and Citigroup, are advising investors to buy euros. So if you want to buy a euro today, you can buy some for $1.36 US. Continuing, traders are looking past the forecast from Germany's Kiel-based IFW Institute for the European Union economy to shrink 3.3% this year, and snapping up currencies where central bankers are resisting calls to purchase debt securities as a way of losing or lowering interest rates and pump cash into their financial systems. You know, we're talking about baskets of currencies. We've talked about foreign exchange rates here. We went through that for several days worth. So hopefully the listeners to this broadcast are starting to get their antennas pulled up on this basket of currency nonsense. We're no longer just living in Kansas, Dorothy. We've now got the euro and the global market all over ourselves, and we're moving towards this global central bank. The dollar is a sell near term versus the currencies where quantitative easing is off the table. Boy, that word, quantitative easing. We'll find out more about that on the other side. Stay right with us.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
And we have returned once again. Going back into this little bit here, the Euro Index, again, which tracks the currency against the dollar, the pound, the yen, the Swiss franc, and the Swedish krona, climbed 2.7% to 118.53 since March the 16th. The euro gained 0.5% today to 1.3652 as of 11:17 a.m. in London. The Fed said March 18th that it plans to expand its balance sheet, and we talked about that, by as much as $1.15 trillion as it buys up to $300 billion of U.S. government bonds and steps up purchases of mortgage securities. Lots of Dada-ism, if you ask me. Nevertheless, important stuff. There are lots of folk out there that pay attention to these sort of things, and they're involved in these markets, and they're talking not in $10 bills and $20 bills, but they're talking about billions and billions served. They've got the McDonald's syndrome. Bernanke's goal is to reduce consumer borrowing rates, such as those for mortgages, and encourage banks to lend in an effort to boost the economy. And we always just have to ask ourselves, who's got the money to take out those mortgages? Who's got the job to get into that market? But I guess Bernanke's goal just continues to want to zero out the interest rates. And if you go back and look at the Islamic finance model that we painted some months back, you'll see that the zero interest rate is the place they're going to likely have to stay. The trade weighted dollar index, my. This fellow's a good writer, but it makes for a difficult speech. The trade-weighted dollar index measured against the euro, again, blah, 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 what shows it's down. This is a historic moment. This is important. This is why I want to share this article. This is a historic moment. The start of debasement of the world's reserve currency, wrote Alan Ruskin, the head of international currency strategy in North America at RBS Greenwich Capital Markets, Inc. in Greenwich, Connecticut. Here's his quote. It feels to many participants that in the grand sweep of history, we are witnessing the end of, quote, Rome on the Potomac. The end of Rome, folks. Not a good picture being painted here. Not good and not good at all. Shrinking U.S. economy, the U.S. gross domestic product shrank 6.2% last quarter, the most since 1982. Congressional Budget Office said on March the 20th that President Barry, the usurper's administration, will generate a budget deficit of $1.85 trillion this year, and expenses will exceed revenue by a total of $9.27 trillion between 2010 and 2019. We're going into debt, and we're going into it in grand style, folks. That's about $2.3 trillion more than the administration forecasts. How could you miss it by so far, I have to ask? At 8.1%, the unemployment rate is the highest in more than a quarter century. I went in and followed the links to that. And in this particular case, the Bloomberg is using a survey of 60,000 households to come up with their unemployment rate. So these aren't real figures. It's just a survey, if you will. The flood of dollars also increases the chance for quicker inflation in the global economy, spurring demand for commodities and currencies of raw materials producers. The Standard & Poor's GSCI index of commodities is up 22.4% since February. Blah, blah, blah. Last week it posted its biggest gain in 2 months, rising 8.6%. Here we see these words again. You know, this is all just new language. This is a new meta language to help us to understand the economic calamity or tsunami, depending on how you want to look at it. But quantitative easing, there's that term again, quantitative easing across the board will diminish the fiat currencies as a store of value. Anyone that ever thought that they could store value in fiat currencies needed a checkup from the neck up, said Lee Hardman here, a foreign exchange strategist at the Bank of Tokyo Mitsubishi. In London, investors, the quote, investors may then seek refuge in harder currencies such as commodities. The harder currency there, of course, on those commodities would be silver and gold. Hardman recommends Norway's krone, the Australian dollar, the New Zealand dollar, and others. Demand for Australian coal, iron ore, and wool drove 17 consecutive years of economic expansion. Norway is the world's fifth largest producer of oil, and New Zealand relies on sale of milk powder, butter, cheese, and aluminum. How many times do we have to go back and refresh our memory on the wise thoughts of Adam Smith from his Wealth of Nations? You know, land, labor, and capital. Land, labor, and capital. It doesn't say printing presses, and computer screens. We're not talking about digital wealth. We're talking about land, labor, and capital. And here now in the 21st century, we're looking back to coal and iron ore and wool and milk powder and butter and cheese and aluminum, things that actually have value for a while. So much more in this article. I think I'll just let the rest of this one pass. It's a lengthy article. There's a lot of interesting little tidbits in there, but let's move along. This is a rather interesting thing a listener sent to me. Glad to have received it. You know, everybody's been in a flurry. There's been tons of flurry, and with all respect, a lot of it really is quite well-founded. I don't know whether or not it's going to result in lawsuits, but this Missouri Information Analysis Center's 22209 militia movement report has stirred up quite a bit of controversy. It's a libelous and defamatory piece of writing, if there ever was one. And as we shared an article last week, it looks like it may have had authorship down in Morris D's country, Southern Poverty Law Center stuff. But there were several things that struck me. You know, they were pointing at this group and pointing at that group. But one of the things that they weren't talking about, and I brought it up with the information officer that I spoke with, didn't see anything in the article condemning, you know, Catholics and Baptists and First Seventh-day Adventists, et cetera, et cetera. You know, they always like to stay safe and be politically correct when they're writing those kinds of articles, I suppose, although that very little of it was correct, in my opinion. But here's an article that was sent to me. This is another group, another one of these militia groups that wasn't indicated in the Missouri Information and Analysis Center's report, and for good reason, no doubt. This is a little older article, July the 25th, 2008. This is out of the Jerusalem Post. Maybe this has been reported before, but I think that in light of the Missouri Information Analysis Center's militia movement report, it is definitely deficient in this particular branch of militia. This is the Yonatan Stern, or the deputy Yonatan Stern, the deputy squad commander of the Kitat Konanut, New York, insists that his paramilitary emergency armed response team is no group of vigilantes or JDL, which would, of course, be Jewish Defense League. Here's another quote. The goal of the organization is to have a competent and professional group of armed volunteers ready to respond to a threat at a moment's notice in any area where Jews reside, explains the Israeli combat veteran. Quote, we do not carry out demonstrations or political activity of any kind, as we have no political agenda. Our agenda is to protect Jews wherever and whenever necessary and by any means necessary. On Friday, the third session of the group's training camp will begin in the Catskills woodlands of upstate New York. And, of course, this is a July the 25th article. On land belonging to a Jewish supporter of the organization with tuition at $400, the group expects 15 participants and 5 instructors for the 10 days of training. Participation has doubled since the group began 3 years ago. Kitat Konanut, New York, is modeled on the rapid response teams in the West Bank settlements that are often the first to act when terrorist attack or other emergencies take place. The group bills itself as religious Zionist, but non-political, if you can believe that. And we'll be right back and find out more of what the Jews is looking in the universe.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, and so we've returned once again. And so this is ostensibly a Jewish militia, a Jewish paramilitary group that is training up around in New York, upstate New York. Let's finish up this article. Rather interesting that it was omitted. It wasn't mentioned by the Missouri Information Analysis Center. They're more interested in people that have bumper stickers on their cars than people who have trained in military outfits from Israel, dual citizens probably. American Jews have felt a, quote, false sense of security in the United States, Stern believes. Is this a Stern gang coming out again? Because historically there has been less anti-Semitism than in other countries. But there have been incidents, neo-Nazi terrorist attacks, Arab terrorist attacks. Jews have to be vigilant. The threat is not from the American people or government, he adds, but from terrorist sleeper cells that want to target Jews. These people are very dangerous, and the FBI issues warnings against them very often, he said, citing the FBI's warning after killing of Hezbollah operations chief Imad, I couldn't even begin it, in Damascus in February. That the Lebanese groups might carry out terrorist attacks on Jewish communities. Of course, we're kind of blurring boundaries here, aren't we, Bubba? What happens in Lebanese countries, you know, they may not be happening. What is this? You think this is going to happen right now in New York just because it was happening someplace in the East? Let's go into it further. The average American is friendly to Jews. Yes. Yes, they are getting more and more friendly with Jews all the time. But we're worried about those individuals on the periphery of society. Are you on the periphery of society, my friend, dear listeners? Well, They're worried about you then. The group was founded in the summer of 2006 in response to the shooting attack at the Jewish Federation of Seattle premises by local Muslim Naveed Haq. We realize there is a need for this kind of an organization, and as Israeli combat veterans living in the U.S., we have the skills and ability to respond to this. I wonder if they own a moving company. Maybe they like to dance on the top of buildings. I don't know. The group's MySpace page, there you go, you can go on the MySpace thing and find them. The group's MySpace page details the camp's regimen, which includes training in the IDF's Krav Maga martial art, use of non-lethal weapons, and the identification of suspicious objects, but also sharpshooter and assault rifle training, infantry exercises, and endurance marches. Explanatory literature lists a large number of weapons with which the participants can expect to train. Quote, we believe all Jews in the U.S. must be legally armed and trained, Stern says, and towards this goal we hold paramilitary training camps to train and equip Jewish American youth. Jewish of American youth. The group's literature notes emphatically that all firearms used in training are 100% legal and in compliance with all federal, state, and local laws. We strongly believe in the constitutional right to bear arms, and we express this right to its fullest, he added. The group claims to be well connected with the New York police, no doubt, and fire departments, yeah. And it invites all members of the law enforcement community to join in our life-saving activities. Perhaps that's why it wasn't listed in the MIAC report. Quote, here's another one. We're all legally armed and carry radios and cell phones during all the hours of the day and even on the Shabbat, as we need to be constantly ready to respond to any incident. The camp literature also promises discussions on Torah and Halakha, understanding and confronting terrorism, fighting anti-Semitism, the history of the Zionist movement in the land of Israel, and encouraging participants to, quote, know your rights and learn how every American can and must be legally armed and how to express the Second Amendment, close quote. The right to bear arms. Funded by tuition money and a handful of private donors, the group does not exclude secular Jews, Stern says, but ask that they respect the orthodox nature of the camp by observing Shabbat in public and refraining from bringing non-kosher foods. Quote, we wouldn't have a problem with non-Jews coming either, says Stern, but no non-Jew has applied thus far. So there you go, on the Jewish front in America, armed paramilitary ex-Israeli fighting forces in our country. If you like that, we've got more interesting things for you. Let's go into our main topic here and go back to looking at equality. And this time we're going to view it from the standpoint of our schools. We had a rather lively debate on Saturday night. If you caught it on the Oracle Unplugged broadcast, I want to pick up a little bit and go from there. You know, in the state of Missouri, in the Constitution, under education, we have Section 1A, that reads this way, free public schools. This is under Article 9, the education. Free public schools, the age limit. A general diffusion of knowledge and intelligence being essential to the preservation of the rights and liberties of the people, the General Assembly shall establish and maintain free public schools for the gratuitous instruction of all persons in this state within ages not in excess of 21 years, as prescribed by law. Now, the original source of that was the Constitution of 1875, Article 11, Section 1.3, and it has been amended and was amended on August the 3rd of 1976. But I go back and let's look at these words a little bit more carefully. First of all, free public schools. Free money. Free money. Grows on a bush. They just go down to the Federal Reserve and bring home bags of it, I suppose. Free public schools. Is there anything free about the public schools in your area, my friends? Anything free about public schools when you sit down and pay your property taxes? Nothing much free about public schools here. Of course, recently at a school board candidates fair, if you will, a candidates night at our Ozark Property Rights Congress, I asked about this free public schools thing, of course, and the heavy burden on property taxes insofar in the state of Missouri. As far as I know, my property taxes, 90% of the tax goes to schools. But, of course, we found out there that it's only a fraction of the money that the schools in the McDonald County and Berry County bring in, even though it's the most tax in the county. So it seems that even though they're taxing your real property very heavily, that is enough. That's not enough. They have to get even more. Got to have more of that free money. That free money. But what's a general diffusion? What is a diffusion of knowledge? A general diffusion of knowledge. You know, many of you walked into an office building lately or in the dentist office or someplace and you see these fluorescent lighting fixtures up on the ceiling, and they have a grid or of some sort or another that hangs between the fluorescent light tubes and you. And that grill is known as a diffuser. And the purpose of the diffuser, of course, is to spread light into all corners of the room, or to break up the intensity of the light. It's to diffuse the light. It breaks it down. And the transmission capacity of the diffuser is part of the lighting engineer's main thrust, because they're trying to lose as little light as possible, but they realize that in breaking up and spreading the light around, they lose some of the energy, they lose the brilliance. And I'm afraid a general diffusion of knowledge and intelligence via the free public schools that don't seem to be quite so free has definitely resulted in a general diffusion of knowledge. In other words, it's lost its brilliance. Maybe you could say it's, like salt, lost its savor. A general diffusion of knowledge and intelligence being essential to the preservation of the rights and liberties of the people. There's some truth in that. Definitely. We don't take their liberties and their rights away from people. We illumine them. We enlighten their ignorance through education. Education and schooling are two different things. However, they're both terms, different terms, and terms have, you know, different meanings and senses. As a term, it's a legal thing, and as a word, I guess it just is a casual social interchange thing. But again, it says the General Assembly shall establish and maintain free public schools for the gratuitous instruction of all persons. You know, when you have been served a meal in a restaurant or received drinks or lounge, you know, treats in a adult beverage dispensary, it oftentimes is appropriate to leave a tip, a gratuity. It's something that you do for above average service, maybe, or nowadays it's just mandatory, whether she serves up the hash like throwing out shingles on a table. Nevertheless, it's gratuitous instruction, the free and gratuitous instruction. What do you generally get when it's free? What do you generally get when something comes to you for free? Well, it's kind of a crapshoot. The item might work, it might not work. How much do you value things that come into your life for free? Nothing ventured, nothing gained. You know, there's all kinds of ways that you can look at it. And then, so anyway, we have to question the intent. As some say, such as you begin badly, you can't help but to end badly. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Learn how to empower for yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishment, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com. Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
And we have returned, and going into the break, I just had briefly, and I may have gotten caught off by the bump, but giving you the idea from Aristotle that from his logic, Aristotle's logic, you know, he wrote it a long time ago, folks. Aristotle lived quite some time back, and very little improvement has been made to his system of logic. There's been additions, amendations, etc., but really he pretty much set it up right the first time round. But he wrote the words that, such as they begin badly, they cannot help but to end badly. In other words, if you start out with a mistake, if you start off with a faulty premises, if your hypothesis is flawed, it doesn't really make any difference how much more work you add to it afterwards. It's just never going to get any better. And so starting off with this idea of a general diffusion of knowledge, and this idea of gratuitous, free and gratuitous instruction for all purposes, as we start off badly, then we can't help but to end badly, and we can see the downside curve of all of this today. Going back to this political science textbook, The Politics of American Democracy, 5th edition, I've shared this little quote a couple of times on air so far, but political socialization here is the process of induction into the political culture. It is absolutely critical that political socialization continues and continues and continues and continues to buoy up and support the transformational political culture as we go further and further into this socialist nanny state, the one world GIS, GPS, global governance system. Education, even if it has no benefit whatsoever for the children, it has great benefit for the political culture because it gives the opportunity to indoctrinate young minds. And we've seen in the past that the earlier you can make that connection with the child, even if it is with the children's parents before the child is even conceived, the earlier you can make that connection, the more successful your propaganda will be. And it works for the good, and it can work for the harm as well. So it's a two-sided, a double-edged sword. But in this particular example, we're walking barefoot on the upturned edge of Occam's razor, and so we can look into some simplicity and understand a little bit more what went wrong in this idea of induction into the political culture. Again, from this article, it's actually a section or a chapter, if you will, from a political science textbook, college level. the appropriate attitudes and behavior patterns make a human being. I'll say that again. The appropriate attitudes and behavior patterns make a human being. Children who have existed in a condition of extreme isolation may be Homo sapiens in a physical sense, but they are not human beings in a social sense. That is, their only resemblance to human beings is physical. Such an isolated individual can be socialized, though through careful and expert guidance, but only if his isolation is ended at a fairly early age. The process of socialization thus creates human beings. Political socialization as part of this general process creates citizens or subjects. Human beings who share in some degree the political community's way of acting and thinking about politics. Now you may have heard over the last week about a story coming out of California where a woman and a husband, a divorced couple it seems like, are in dispute and legal frustration about whether their children should or should not continue being homeschooled, and the father is opposed to that and wants to have his children be placed in public schools. But I noticed in the news article a curious repetitive phrase being used. I know that this person has been indoctrinated by someone outside. He may be working as a change agent or a facilitator for the transition of homeschool students back into public education, but he said he wanted to have his children socialized. And all the time when I talk with the local school board people, we hear about that. One of the big arguments about homeschooling your children is that they're not socialized. And so if their children are not socialized when they are being homeschooled, perhaps then they are only Homo sapien in a physical sense, but they're not human beings within the greater political culture. Perhaps that's what the problem is. Those beautiful young homeschooled children, your little boys and your girls, your young children, your young adults coming up, they're not politically socialized. They're not human beings. They're free men and free women on the land with all of their rights intact. And so we need to send them into these public schools, if you will, for politics. I got another interesting email from a listener. This is the RSG newsletter number 35, We Must Act Now. This is from a contributor. I'll just call him Earl. He may not want his name out on the air. Earl, and I thank you for sending it, Earl. This is his newsletter, RSG newsletter number 35, We Must Act Now. The constant complaint of older people today is that their children and grandchildren reject their traditional values and opinions without even discussing them. Well, as you know, Earl, I have to jump right in there. There's certainly nothing new about that phrase. There's nothing new about that sentence. We've been hearing that sentence over and over again. You know, when I was young, that we oftentimes most resemble our grandparents as opposed to our parents, because children typically reject the learning and reject the lifestyles of their parents, and they emulate the lifestyles and the teachings, etc., of their grandparents. And we could say, thank God for it. You know, it's difficult enough in these days and ages when people have an exceedingly difficult time finding employments or homes or housing that they can afford. It's difficult enough to empty the nest, so to speak, to sweep the children out the door. I have nieces and nephews that sometimes hang around to the into their 30s. I'm completely opposite of where I was at. I felt pretty much fully baked and ready to come out of the oven by the time I'd finished my junior year in high school, and I left home and made my way quite handily, but that was at another time and in another place. But this constant complaint of the older people that their children and grandchildren reject their traditional values and opinions without even discussing them is just a repetitive thing. It's natural, I believe. Let's go on in his article. It is a pretty good one. They consider that anyone over 40 has to be old-fashioned, out of step with the times, and wrong about everything. Once again, this is a March 17th production, but of 2009, but you could find the same things being said back in the 1960s, where it was down with the establishment and down with Big Brother and rejecting all of the traditional values of that Wally and June Cleaver lifestyle that we grew up in. We got all of the benefits from it, and I guess we just turned around and poo-pooed on the top of it. But again, there's nothing new so far in this article. This artificial generation gap was created by propaganda from education for the purpose of cutting American youth from any reliable source of information which might challenge their controlled brainwashing of young minds. And in that case, I agree with you completely, Earl. You're absolutely right that we have had a continuous and long-lasting stream of information coming out of the propaganda mills ever since the turn of the 19th into the 20th century to drive a wedge between brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers and grandparents and grandmothers. It's really great to tell people, young people especially, that they know everything already and they don't really need to have any of the advice of their elders. That way they don't get into understand what happened. Why do we have a Federal Reserve? Why do we have a Social Security account number? Why do we have an Internal Revenue Service? Why is a free education in public schools required, that attendance is mandatory? That which was voluntary in the past becomes mandatory in the 21st century, et cetera, et cetera. It's great to be able to drive the children, drive a wedge between the children and their parents and their grandparents. That way they have no paternal or maternal mentoring happening. They just, you know, shove their chin down against their chest and grind their feet into the ground and they say, I know all of it. I know it all before. You're wrong, Mom. I'm gone. And out the door they go. And then they have to repeat the same mistakes that their parents and grandparents made over and over and over again. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it, they say. Well, those who don't even know near history are doomed to repeat it again, and the schools would like it to be so. If you're going to be a human being in our culture, you're going to have to go through 13 years of indoctrination. Continuing here, he says, but today, youths trust the controlled media and the politicians in charge of the National Education Association and other brainwashing organizations more than the experienced opinion of those family members and parents who love them and worry about their future. Well, we've talked about worry in the past. Hey, we're going to come up to the end of this hour. Join us again. Stay with us. We'll be back for beginning second hour right after this commercial intermission.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
History will always remember those strong choice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And we are back for the second hour. Welcome back, folks. Monday, March the 23rd, 2009, as we begin our second hour of the two-hour broadcast today of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. I'm on the web. They're on the web. We're all on the web today. Some of us are listening to Oracle on the cell phones, I think. But we are on the web, www.vocallocal.org and ozarksvoter.info. If you want to check out those sites, it'll be worth your time. Especially go look at www.ozarksvoter.info. Lots of interesting postings in there, interesting material. Your Property Rights Congress, this is the website of the Ozarks Property Rights Congress Far Southwest Chapter. My name is William Roberts, and like always, I try and bring good news, hard facts, and workable solutions each day. Increasingly difficult in this day and age, however, to find good news, but we just have to make the best of it, I think. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become vocal local in the oraclebroadcasting.com chat room. Or you can pick up the telephone and call in, and for those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you too can call in toll free, 866-841-1065, and your calls are always welcome. You can also send ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, as many have already done, at host@vocallocal.org. Host@vocallocal.org. I always appreciate getting your emails. Went through about 60, almost 70 of them over the weekend. Lots of interesting questions, comments, and news. Again, those websites are www.vocallocal.org and ozarksvoter.info. We've got partly cloudy skies shaping up here, a nice sunny day in southwest Missouri, warming up. The ground is starting to get very easy to turn with a spade. So gardening is right around the corner. Again, those listener call-in numbers are 866-841-1065 and 512-904-8014. Of course, the Oracle chat room is open. Going back to this RSG newsletter 35, we're talking about children and schools and this idea of free public schools and gratuitous education, which all seem to be mandatory today with lockdowns possible at any time, etc., etc. So we need to be very careful about our public education system, but realize that if it is allowed to continue the way that it's going, any chance for freedom or liberty or those sorts of things, those wonderful, philosophically radical, strong points that we like to look to here on this broadcast, those are windows that are all being closed. And they're being nailed shut and locked down as the mind-forged manacles are placed on the minds of the children. Manacles that will take much of the rest of their life, if they're fortunate, to break free of. And, of course, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, if you will. It goes round and round and round as each new set of graduating seniors tumble out and go into school or go into college. They're looking for some kind of a career path, a career choice. And some, and perhaps many of them, become teachers. And so then they come back 4 or 5 years later as beginning teachers in the school system. And they just teach the same stuff all over again. Only every year there are new textbooks, and with every new round of textbooks, the programming just gets deeper and deeper and deeper as the American people go deeper and deeper into relaxation and sleep, mind-numbed hypnosis, the paralysis of analysis. Anyway, our newsletter writer here continues. He says, the rosy promises young people are hearing today as to how big government is going to solve all of our problems and bring us happiness forever is hardly any different from the rosy promises of communism. And that's the truth. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, and returning once again, folks, let's see what is the time here. We are back. Okay, for those of you just joining us, this is Become Vocal Local as we begin our second hour. And we come to you every day, Monday through Friday, right here from 9 o'clock until 11 o'clock a.m. Let your friends know. Let others know about this broadcast. We're kind of new down here, beginning the day in the 9 o'clock slot. I've got lots of competition out there for morning radio, and we want to bring as many people, new listeners to Oracle as we possibly can so that they maybe would get a little breath of intelligence to start their day off rather than the info spin that they get other places. Nevertheless, let's continue just a bit more from this article and end on a high point. We have a unique opportunity today to rally local communities to organize town meetings to discuss many supremely important national issues because even young people are now upset and distrustful of government for its role in cooperating in the creation of the present economic disaster which is underway worldwide, created intentionally by the international banking community, I would say. But again, the author is basically, you know, sounding my horn, tooting my horn. He's exactly right. And people all across the United States are starting to wake up to this concept of becoming vocal local. You know, as globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are in our towns, in our cities, in our counties, in our states. And becoming vocal local is not the same or gives place to the globalist earlier maxim of think global and act local. And far from it. To become vocal local is the antithesis of, even the very nemesis of, globalism. In other words, we understand their sloganism, we understand their localism propaganda, think global, act local. When people were working to get the support, international support necessary for this global GIS, GPS, global governance system, they worked locally to make it happen. It was necessary to get into your town hall. It was necessary to get into the newspaper. It was necessary to get into the radio. It was necessary to bring the globalist message into the schools. Well, now we're transitioning. We're transitioning from global to local. If you've not been up to the Tavistock Institute website, unfortunately, I have to report the last time I was there, it's been whitewashed. It's been cleansed. It's been cleaned up. But when I was going there a couple of years back, there was all kind of material on there that you could learn about localism and how that was the new wave, my man. Localism. It's the edge theory, a new dynamic. It's transformational change. Change. The edge theory, taking power to the edge. So we know that through this kind of a consultancy, the message is going out around the world. Now it's time to do the full court press on the town level, taking it down to the cities, taking it down into the states, and bringing globalism full circle. And so now, being wise as serpents and harmless as doves, we need to realize that it's our time to act. Now we can block the globalist agenda right where we are. We no longer have to march off to Washington or try and chase these global monsters around the world as they have one meeting following the next, pell-mell. Now we can take the battle to them right where we are and be effective doing so. And again, the author says, we have a unique opportunity today to rally local communities, to organize town meetings, to discuss many supremely important national issues, because now even the young people are upset and distrustful of government. Excuse me, I feel that one coming. And that's absolutely the truth. Every day as you hear the news coming out from all of the various sectors, all of this horrible storm clouds running overhead, and as we hear more and more people becoming unemployed and out of work and downsizing and exporting and all of the rest of that, we need to find the silver linings in these various gloomy clouds and reach out to those people whose ox has finally gotten gored. You know, the National Animal Identification System worked well for that purpose here in southwest Missouri, all across the southern tier of counties, all through the Ozarks Plateau and the Hill and Hollerland. The National Animal Identification System coming in and on us and at us it through the state level was just what we needed to get the otherwise, let's say, smug ranchers and large property owners, the large farming interests, to wake up. No longer was their castle secure. Their ox was being gored. And when we could use the information that we had found out about NAIS to introduce it to them, we started to see huge parking lots full of diesel crew cab pickup trucks and heavy haulers, if you will, filling up at night for our meetings. It's really a great feeling to see so many people who worked so hard to build their own empires, if you will, realizing that even they are being attacked from the globalists. And it's nice to see them respond and start to wake up. But we've got a lot of work to do. We've got a lot of work to do. And today we're talking about schools. What's wrong in our schools? What's wrong with our schools? Going back to this book that I'm reading, Free to Choose, a personal statement by Milton and Rose Friedman. From their chapter 6, What's Wrong with Our Schools, we start out this way. Education has been a major component in the American dream. In Puritan New England, schools were quickly established, first as an adjunct of the church, I think we've covered this, and later taken over by secular authorities. After the opening of the Erie Canal, the farmers who left the Rocky Hills of New England for the fertile plains of the Middle West established schools wherever they went, not only primary and secondary schools, but also seminaries and colleges. Many of the immigrants who streamed over the Atlantic in the second half of the 19th century had a thirst for education. They eagerly seized the opportunities available to them in the metropolises and large cities where they mostly settled. And at first, Schools were private and attendance was strictly voluntary. Increasingly, government came to play a larger role, first by contributing to financial support, later by establishing and administering school government. The first compulsory attendance was enacted by Massachusetts in 1852, but attendance did not become compulsory in all states until 1918, 5 years past the establishment of the Federal Reserve. Attendance at all schools became compulsory. Government control was primarily local well into the 20th century. The neighborhood school and control by local school boards was the rule. And here comes the worm. And then a so-called reform movement got underway, particularly in the big cities, sparked by the wide differences in the ethnic and social composition of different school districts and by the belief that professional educators should play a larger role. And that movement gained additional ground in the 1930s along with the general tendency toward both expansion and centralization of government. You could say that this is like the beginning of sorrows. Here in southwest Missouri, in McDonald County, there's a school called Rocky Comfort School, a small community, an unincorporated town, if you will. Not exactly the royal elite, if you look at it, but a nice place. We'll find out more about Rocky Comfort right after this message.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
by how many hours I spent trying to learn that lick. Wow. Guy's fingers just fly. Thank you, Carlos. Back to our discussion. I was just starting into this idea, or I guess, or a story, if you will, story hour, story time, about a school called Rocky Comfort School in Rocky Comfort, Missouri. This is a school that was built a long time ago out of mortars and brick, concrete foundation, and it was expanded upon as the locals could afford to do so. A kind of 2.5-story affair with a gymnasium added on, kind of as an afterthought. All kind of funky and home style and home down and so on and so forth. A steam boiler down in the basement could be go either way, wood fire, coal fire, or natural gas, I suppose. Heating oil, maybe. And quite a place, really. Not bad at all. Lots of big windows, you know, the steam radiators burbling away, making that soft, warm heat in the wintertime. But when the reformers came in, they decided that it was not going to be appropriate for communities to own their own schools anymore and be in charge of their own curriculum and hire their own teachers and those sorts of things. And no, that wasn't going to work at all. So what we needed to do was to take away from all of the various towns across America, all the little hamlets and burgs and villages and towns and cities, take away the schools that the local community had built, the founding fathers of those towns. And what we would do instead is we would give all of that property, that real estate, the control over our school buildings to the government and to eventually the Fed. And what happened in Little Rocky Comfort was that through one school board after the next school board after the next school board, monies that should and perhaps could have gone towards repairing and keeping that building up to snuff were diverted and sent to other towns in the county for constructing new schools there. And of course, the new buildings were these horizontal things that have to have 355 air conditioning units on the roof and mega wattages just to light them and so on and so forth. And so the economy of running the little school just didn't quite add up. And then, of course, because of the deferred maintenance and whatnot and no inspections being done on the building, the termites set in and they started eating away. And so nature's termites ate away at the physical building while the school board was eating away at the integrity of the system. Nevertheless, right up until the very end when that little school was closed, the students that went to school there scored higher than any place else in the district. It's something funny about a large window and a sunny classroom and a wood floor and an old chalkboard. Something unusual about a steam-heated room and children that are not bused from God only knows how far away. Children who grew up in an area, you can look out the window and you can see houses right close by and all that. There's just something funny about going to school in a building like that. It just seems to turn out good minds. Well, the community came in, and I'd say the county came in, the school board came in, and they decided that they were going to create a new school for Rocky. And everybody thought, well, that would be fine. This building is getting run down. But they didn't build the school in Rocky. Not at all. They went out in the prairie, if you will, on a far side of another town called Longview, out near a repair shop, automobile repair shop, body shop, and parts store. Out on the rangeland, if you will, and bought land and built a new school. And so now all the children that used to be able to walk to school from Rocky have to ride buses, and now there are no houses for them, the children, to look out the window and see houses and neighborhoods and things like that. Now they're out in the middle of no place, the wind blowing, no longer in a happy little town. And then by removing the school from the little town, why, the town doesn't seem to have a center anymore. It just got this albatross that stands there as a reminder of the betrayal by the school board against a small town that had been there since the early founding of this state. So we can look at modern progress, growth, and so on and so forth as being a two-edged sword. Yes, the new building, even though it was designed by the same people that build the big box stores, Walmart, and yes, even though it is a concrete and steel affair, looks pretty much like a military, like a National Guard armory or something. And yes, it has a parking lot, and yes, it does have some playground equipment. So in some regards, it's modern. Progress has been served. But as you drive by, there's nothing that draws you to the building. I've never even been in the building. You just kind of drive by, and it looks like another one of these dormitories of death for the children. And again, this all comes back from this movement that gained additional ground in the 1930s, along with the general trend toward both the expansion and the centralization of government. And what happened here? What happened basically was that instead of having the local people be in charge of their schools and their curriculum and the buildings and so on and so forth, the educators, the special interest, the universities, the land-grant colleges, and the National Education Association and the teachers' unions, they came into charge. They took control of these schools and dictate what happens in the educational system, much as we can see now to the detriment of the children, because when you allow a special interest to run the monopoly, then what can you expect? Higher salaries? And more and more and more rules and more regulations and more involvement and an ever-expanding budget and an increasing bureaucracy and multiple layers upon layers of administrations. And what little is left for the children, it's hard to find. Let's go into this a little deeper. We've always been proud, Rose and Milton Friedman wrote in their book Free to Choose here, What's Wrong with Our Schools, Chapter 6. We've always been proud, and with good reason, of the widespread availability of schooling to all and the role that public schooling has played in fostering the assimilation of newcomers into our society, preventing fragmentation and divisiveness, and enabling people from different cultural and religious backgrounds to live together in harmony. And all that's true. It has worked that way in this country. And then they say, unfortunately, in recent years, our educational record has become tarnished. And again, this book was published back in the 70s. Parents complain about the declining quality of the schooling their children receive. Many are even more disturbed about the dangers to their children's physical well-being. Teachers complain that the atmosphere in which they are required to teach is often not conducive to learning. Increasing numbers of teachers are fearful about their physical safety, even in the classroom. Taxpayers complain about growing costs. Hardly anyone maintains that our schools are giving the children the tools they need to meet the problems of life. Instead of fostering assimilation and harmony, our schools are increasingly a source of the very fragmentation that they earlier did so much to prevent. At the elementary and secondary level, the quality of schooling varies tremendously. Outstanding in some wealthy suburbs of major metropolis, excellent or reasonably satisfactory in many small towns and rural areas, and incredibly bad in the inner cities of those major metropolises. The education, or rather the uneducation, of black children from low-income families is undoubtedly the greatest disaster area in public education and its most devastating failure. This is doubly tragic, for it has always been the official ethic of public schooling that it was the poor and the oppressed who were its greatest beneficiaries. Now again, keep in mind that we've been studying for days this idea, the difference between equality of opportunity versus equality of outcome, and our authors are going to start laying down that pattern for you right here. Public education is, we fear, suffering from the same malady as are so many of the programs discussed in the preceding and subsequent chapters. More than four decades ago, Walter Lippmann, well, we'll have to figure out what Lippmann had on his list in a moment. Stay with us.
America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books.
Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again. For those of you who have never figured out who Walter Lippmann is, I will just leave it to you to go take a look for yourself. A very interesting person. There's so many socialists in the mix, you've got to really go back and check. And that's one of the reasons why I really like to go after the encyclopedias with the vengeance that I do, because they bring a lot of these people into light. You've heard a name over and over and again, and you think nothing of it, you don't know who the person is, but when you can jump into an encyclopedia and study up and find out a little bit more about them, then you start to be able to build a much better picture of the world around us. And we just started, where I'll just repeat, he says more than four decades ago, Walter Lippmann diagnosed it as the sickness of an over-governed society, the sickness of an over-governed society, and true that is. It's the change from the older faith, listen carefully if you can now, the change from the older faith that the exercise of unlimited power by men with limited minds and self-regarding prejudices is soon oppressive, reactionary, and corrupt. That the very condition of progress was the limitation of power to the capacity and the virtue of rulers. To the newer faith, now here's the change, that there are no limits to man's capacity to govern others, and therefore no limitations ought to be imposed upon government. So we can see in this contrast here by Lippmann a truism that in the founding of this country and in many of the states and counties and communities throughout, we had a natural and wise suspicion about everyone that had a position of power. And the whole idea of our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government was to bind down those in power with the chains of the Constitution. As Lord Acton said, it's trite and it's been repeated too often, but nevertheless, power tends to corrupt. And absolute power tends to corrupt absolutely. And so when someone starts to have some power, even in the home, you know, all government begins right there. All government begins with the individual. How you regulate your day, all of this has much to do with the laws of nature and of nature's God, if you will. Just as there is government in a pride of lions and in a hill of ants and in a hive of bees, so also in man there is a government. It's like the governor in a steam locomotive or a governor in a farm tractor. We have governors and regulators in our own minds, ruled by the laws of nature and of nature's God or the creator of the universe or however you want to style it. Whatever it was that made you with governors and regulators inside you. And so we just expand that out and we institute governments amongst ourselves to preserve and to protect and to defend our lives, our liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. More than anything else, we institute governments to protect property. And we realize that our mind is our highest and cheapest property, and the primary function of the body is to carry around your mind like a chalice, a setting for a diamond in a diamond in a gold ring. There's the little setting, those three prongs, and your body is pretty much like the little prongs that hold up the mind and carry it around to nourish it, to defend it, and so on and so forth. And the various sensors and windows to the world that we have been given in our bodies help to communicate the experience that's going on around our mind in a multi-plane, multi-dimensional level for our mind's usefulness and enjoyment, I think, largely. Nevertheless, but we have this understanding that government, its primary purpose, even though it starts out of the home and then the man and the wife and the children, and then they grow and their children grow up and the children marry, and then you have a little town coming and now it's called Smithton or Harrisburg or something like that, Jonesville. And your government just, it's natural. It's an outgrowth of the human experience. It's the outgrowth of human beings understanding that though they are always self-reliant, they can never be self-sufficient and they do much better in the company of others. But this idea that there are no limits to man's capacity to govern others, this is this philosophical radicalism that we need to be aware of, that man has this long-held quest to be as God. Not God, but as God. It's different. There's an as involved in that. Not man is God, but man as God. And that man is perfectible in his nature. And that is a psychological indoctrination program that is some 300, maybe 400, 500 years old, but certainly can be found all the way back to the times of Babylon's and Samaria. For schooling, this sickness has taken the form of denying many parents control over the kind of schooling their children receive. Now, you're going to notice in this article, and we'll go so far in it today, and then we'll continue again perhaps tomorrow. I think we really do need to understand both the economics and the education. If you look at the big wheel, the big pie chart of governments, you'll find that these are two very large and important sectors in the super social disease that is clearly besetting us today. But as the students, what I was going to say was that there was a transition in words here. There's a use of words. On one hand, we have education. On the other hand, we have schooling. And he's going to develop for us this distinction between the two. And they are different words, and words have meanings, and how they're used is important. Their usage, their senses, the meanings, how they're defined when they're terms, all these things have a bearing on our understanding. Words have a tendency to shape our realities. And so we need to be paying attention to words, especially in the post-Orwellian new think, new speak world that we find ourselves living in. Continuing here. I'll go back and start that one again. For schooling, this sickness has taken the form of denying many parents control over the kind of schooling their children receive, either directly through choosing and paying for the schools their children attend, or indirectly through local political activity. Now, you can choose and you can pay for the schools your children attend. But today, fewer and fewer people have the money and the wherewithal to be able to private school their children. And because of the way that the economy was arranged, coming out of the Wally and June Cleaver time period of the 50s, that happy drive-in milkshake 57 Chevrolet convertible with the girls in the back and the FM turned up full blast, those days now being pretty well gone behind us, what was possible in my father's time has not been possible these days, that the man's income, one wage earner, would be sufficient and adequate to raise a family on and maintain a household, if you will. And there was a constant push to get the wife working. And we can find this in Agenda 21 as the same concept is being spread globally. You've got to get that wife working. You cannot have her at home taking care of your household and raising your children. You cannot have her at home to perhaps man a side business for the family. You've got to get both the husband and the wife into the workforce, because if you don't have those two streams of income that you can tax. Just simply by getting the wife out of the house and into the workforce, you can double the amount of income tax collected. How much more financing is available for public debt and public spending? And when you get the woman away from the child and get the children into the indoctrination centers, then all of the rest of the sustainable development, the environmental and developmental concerns, can prosper. So you've got to destroy the family in order to make this brand of socialist progress successful. And they did. In the introduction of the credit card and other things, instead of putting things on layaway or saving up and always paying for your purchases with cash, instead of the great shame that would usually follow having to borrow money to have something, it became vogue. How many credit cards do you have? Going to dinner with your friends and pulling out your American Express Gold and flipping it down on the little plate there as if that meant you were wealthy and rather than just indigent and didn't have the cash on you to pay for supper. Anyway, power has gravitated to the professional educators as a result of this. As I stated early, power has gravitated to the professional educators. The sickness has been aggravated by increasing centralization and bureaucratization, gosh, that's a long word, especially in the big cities. Besides that, in this particular paragraph, it's hyphenated, makes it phonetically difficult. Private market arrangements have played a greater role at the college and university level than at the elementary and secondary level. And we'll pick that up after this break. Stay with us. I hope you're enjoying this.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
And we have returned once again, you know, so let's go back and finish out this little bit from Free to Choose in this first portion of Chapter 6, talking about private education, public education, etc. Private market arrangements have played a greater role at the college and university level than at the elementary and secondary level, but this sector has not been immune from the sickness of an over-governed society. I like the way Friedman thinks, and I like the way they write as well. In 1928, fewer students were enrolled in the government institutions of higher education than in private institutions. That was in 1928. Fewer students, again, enrolled in government institutions of higher education than in private. By 1978, close to four times as many were. Direct government financing grew less rapidly than government operation because of tuition charges paid by students. Even so, by 1978, direct government grants accounted for more than half of the total expenditures of higher education by all institutions, government and private. It's a slippery slope. It's an erosion. You know, you talk about having... You know, this multiculturalism and whatnot, they're always talking about, oh, diversity, diversity. Well, the brand of diversity that they're introducing is not diversity, it's homogeneity. It's throw them all in the blender and hit the blend button, and that's supposed to be diversity as you're trying to sort out which little finger goes with which arm. That's not diversity. Diversity in education are so many colleges and universities and schools and various institutes and academies all throughout the United States of America, each one finding and bringing forth curriculum and items to teach based upon the intellect and the ability of their teachers and based upon the desires of their clients, the parents themselves. That's diverse education. This hodgepodge that we have today is not. It seeks to go back and to create out of free, I mean, who could be so wicked to plan such a heinous crime than to go into the minds, the beautiful, fresh minds of children and begin to poison them intentionally? I'll go back and read it to you one more time here. The appropriate attitudes and behavior patterns make a human being. Children who have existed in a condition of extreme isolation may be Homo sapiens in a physical sense, but they are not human beings to the social scientists. Until they can get their grubby little mind wrapped around your children's mind, they cannot be satisfied. They cannot be satisfied until they create out of your children human beings, politically socialized, inducted into political culture. Definitely a sickness. The increased role of government has had many of the same adverse effects on higher education as on elementary and secondary education. You know, if you read Rose Martin's Fabian Freeway, you'll find in there and many other places that was kind of the beginning heads up for me, although I had found indications of that in the encyclopedias. But you find there that the idea of the land-grant colleges and getting the Fabian message out to the people through the land-grant colleges, your county agents, your extension agents, they're transformers. They're change agents, agents of change. They're facilitating the transition from that rugged individualism of America into this global citizen nonsense, making human beings, even out of the most rural folk, the real fabric of the people. And we support these extension agents with our tax dollars in the counties. Maybe it's time to close that office down. There are things that we can do at the local level. There are ways that we can direct how whatever tax dollars they can extort out of us or coerce out of us, how those tax dollars are used. There may even be a window of opportunity where in some counties across the United States of America, we have 3,066 counties in this country, of which 33, if my research is right, are city states. But there may be in those other 3,033 counties the opportunity to begin backing away from taxes on your property, the extortionate price we have to pay for free and gratuitous public education, and perhaps with that money back in your pocket so that there isn't a double tap going all the time, perhaps then parents would be able to be free to choose who, what, when, where, and why their children will be educated, or schooled more appropriately, schooled in reading, writing, and arithmetic, schooled in literature, schooled in music, schooled in the sciences and the technologies that the children and the parents agree upon, not the claptrap forced upon them from above. 6/10 propaganda, 4/10 pablum. All of this has fostered in America an atmosphere of both dedicated teachers and serious students, but we often find that it is inimical to learning. The greater the centralization, the greater role in government, in all things, the more damage is done, the easier it is for those specialized self-interests to come in and take control. We'll go in further chapters here as we refer back to this book. I'm nearly finished reading it. It'll make it easier to present it. But we'll go back in future chapters, not only to the education system, but also to the International Commerce Commission, all commerce and trade, railroads, trucking, all aspects, shipping, air travel, communications, all aspects, which have been taken over one by one as they emerged, taken over by the do-gooders, clamoring for some kind of protection from monopoly, and returned as basically socialized inside trading monopolies, serving only those very interests that the legislation was intended to control. There are things we can do at the local level. There are things that we must do at the local level if we're going to live free in the 21st century. And it always starts right there with you and me. And if we choose to do nothing, then we lose our freedom to choose. Because the doors of opportunity are closing all the time. Instead of having equality, all men created equal, instead of equality of opportunity, where each of us, as diverse as our backgrounds may be from wherever on the planet we came to the United States of America, we threw off the old garments when we crossed into the shores of this country, and we put on the new garment of freedom. And from wherever you came from, whatever your background, we always just kind of merge our cultures, our tongues, and our tribes and our creeds together into one American body, if you will. But each of us came here for freedom. It's that philosophical magnet, that radically philosophical magnet that brought people from all four corners of this earth, as if it were square and it's not, to this country. This is our birthright. But there's a vast difference between the freedom of opportunity, where every person, perhaps it'll take another generation, maybe this generation will be spent learning the languages and learning the customs and learning how the businesses work. Maybe this generation, if you're new to this country, will be spent getting on to first base. But the next generation and the next generation and the next generation, they can reach for that opportunity that our system was set up to make possible, that real pursuit of happiness. But we're going to have to go to work. We need to remove this established two-party political system, because they have dialogued us into the consensus of equality of outcome, outcome-based education, a leave no child behind. And the litany is too long to list, beyond what I can just remember to even state. So there are things that we can be doing. One of them, of course, starts with a newspaper, a local newspaper. If you scan your local newspaper regularly, you'll get the heads up on draconian ordinances and legislations like we talked about last evening on Avery, or night before last on Avery Jane's broadcast. She invited me on. You can go back and listen to the archive of that program. You get a little bit of a heads up there. There are things we can do, simple things. But until tomorrow, have a great day, and thank you for listening.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.